Hey guys, Jin here, 英语文备课中要开杠咯。有听友 Melda 在 Apple Podcast 留下韩文说，
나는야마티였다너무춥다영어잘들을게요상선이
这句话的意思是说，他的名字叫做 Matilda， 太棒了，我会好好听英文的，老师。我觉得真的是太棒了，谢谢 Matilda 的五颗星，让我更有力气以双语的方式分享经典故事和料理，我们一起加油吧。 Now, get yourself ready for story time, 童话故事时间。今天要和朋友们分享的是 The Fifth Episode of The Mermaid and the Boy, 美人鱼和小王子第五集。Let's quickly recap what happened in the previous episode of this enchanting tale. 美人鱼和小王子的前情提要。Once upon a time, there was a king who promised to give his first child to a mermaid in exchange for saving his ship from a storm. The king later had a son, and the mermaid came to claim him.The king and the queen sent the prince away to keep him safe, and he met a lion, a bear, and a bee along the way. The lion gave the prince a piece of his ear, the bear gave him a piece of his ear, and the bee, which did not have ears, gave him a hair from his wing. The prince used these magical objects to transform himself into animal form.
国王和皇后因为担心美人鱼会带走他们的宝贝儿子，于是要他离开原生的国家，借此逃离美人鱼。这个计划很成功，因为除了第一集有美人鱼出现，接着二三四集都没有美人鱼的消息了。而王子在森林当中游历，获得了变身成动物的能力，接着他来到了一座城市。
The young prince found the palace doors wide open and went boldly into a sort of a hall which was full of people and where men and maids were gossiping together.
Boldly, 大胆的、勇敢的 hall, 大厅、走廊 maid, 女仆 gossip, 八卦、流言蜚语
The young prince went boldly into a hall where men and maids were gossiping together.
对于探索新世界充满好奇心的王子来到了一座新城市，城市里有一个皇宫，宫殿门正好开着，王子就进入到皇宫里头，听听皇宫里的人在聊些什么。
The young prince joined their talk and soon learned from them that the king had only one daughter,who had such a hatred for men that she would never suffer one to enter her presence.
Hatred, 厌恶, suffer, 忍受, presence, 存在.
The young prince learned that the king had a daughter who hated men and would never let one enter her presence.
原来最近的热搜话题是这里的公主讨厌男生，完全不允许任何的男人在她的面前出现。
Her father was in despair and had had pictures painted of the most handsome princess of all the courts in the world, in the hope that she might fall in love with one of them. But it was no use.The princess would not even allow the pictures to be brought into her room.
Despair, 绝望, court, 宫廷, allow, 允许.
The king had pictures of handsome princes painted, but the princess would not even allow them into her room. The king was in despair.
公主的父亲，也就是国王，非常的绝望。他让画家画了世界上最英俊的王子的画像，希望女儿能够爱上其中一位王子。哎，不知道这个全世界最英俊的王子画像有没有我们的主角？我想应该是没有啦，因为怕美人鱼找到他嘛。 那国王准备的这些王子画像呢，并没有用，因为公主甚至不允许任何人把这些画像搬进到她的房间里头。
It's late, remarked one of the women at last. I must go to my mistress. And turning to one of the lackeys, she bade him find a bed for the youth. It's not necessary, answered the prince. This bench is good enough for me. I'm used to nothing better. And when the hall was empty, he lay down for a few minutes.
Remark, 说, mistress, 女主人, lackey, 仆人, bade, 吩咐, 命令, necessary, 必要的, bench, 长椅。
A maid told a lackey to find a bed for the prince before she went to her mistress, but the prince only asked for a bench.
这个皇宫对于外人很友善哦，还提供王子过夜的地方，但是王子说，我有长椅，能够躺下就可以咯。
But as soon as everything was quiet in the palace, he took out the hair and wished himself a bee, and in this shape, he flew upstairs past the guards and through the keyhole in the prince's chamber. Then he turned himself into a man again.
Palace, 宫殿, guard, 卫兵, keyhole, 钥匙孔, chamber,房间。
As soon as everything was quiet in the palace, the prince turned himself into a bee, flew past the guards through the keyhole into the princess's chamber, and then turned himself into a man again.
哎哎，原来这才是王子的目的，等到晚上大家都睡了，再变身成小蜜蜂，飞进公主的房间里，利用变身的能力潜入别人的房间，这样做是不对的哟。
At this dreadful sight, the princess, who was broad awake, began to scream loudly. A man, cried she. But when the girls rushed in, there was only a bumblebee buzzing about the room. They looked under the bed and behind the curtains and into the cupboards, then came to the conclusion that the princess had a bad dream and bowed themselves out.
Dreadful, 恐怖的, sight, 景象, scream, 尖叫。
At this dreadful sight, the princess screamed and called for help, but when the guards arrived, they only found a bee. The guards thought the princess had a bad dream and left.
公主看到自己的房间突然出现一个陌生男子，她吓坏了，于是公主就大声的尖叫说，有男人。不意外，当卫兵冲进公主房间的时候，根本找不到任何的陌生男子，因为王子立马又变成小蜜蜂的样子了。
The door had scarcely closed on them than the bee disappeared, and a handsome youth stood in his place. I knew a man was hidden somewhere, cried the princess, and screamed more loudly than before. Her shrieks brought back the guards, but though they looked in all kinds of impossible places, no man was to be seen. And so they told the princess.
Disappear.消失, appear, 出现, shriek, 尖叫, anywhere, 任何的地点。
As soon as the girls left, the bee disappeared and a handsome youth appeared. The princess shrieked and the girls came back, but they couldn't find the man anywhere.
不意外,卫兵一离开公主的房间,房门都还没有完全关上,王子又变回人形出现在公主的面前。公主很崩溃啊,马上大喊,卫兵给我过来!不意外,卫兵还是找不到公主房里有任何的陌生男子。
He was here a moment ago. I saw him with my own eyes, and the girls dared to contract at her.Though they shook their heads and whispered to each other that the
princess had gone mad on this subject, and saw a man in every table and chair, and they made up their minds that let her scream as loudly as he might, they would take no notice. Contradict, 顶撞，反驳 ignore, 忽视。Although the girls dared not contradict the princess, they believed she was imagining things and decided to ignore her screams.
公主第二次看到有男人出现在她的房间就更崩溃了，马上叫来卫兵，但是卫兵完全不相信公主的话，甚至决定如果等一下公主在大喊的话，我们就一起不要理她。哎，公主不是放羊的小孩耶，但是这件事你知我知，就那些卫兵不知道。
Now, the princess saw clearly what they were thinking, and that in the future, her guards would give her no help, and would perhaps, besides, tell some stories about her to the king, who would shut her up in a lonely tower and prevent her walking in the gardens among her birds and flowers. So...When for the third time she beheld the prince standing before her, she did not scream but sat up in bed gazing at him in silent terror.
Gaze, 注视, silent, 沉默无声的, terror, 恐惧。
The princess now realized that the guards would not help her and the king might shut her up in a lonely tower. So when she saw the prince again, she just gazed at him in silent terror instead of screaming.
这个故事里的公主很真实，公主的生活看起来很优渥，事实上是处处受到限制，没有自由可言的。所以当公主第三次看到王子出现在她的房间里的时候，她理性的不再尖叫，而是满怀恐惧的看着他。
Do not be afraid, the prince said. I should not hurt you.
王子对公主说，你不要害怕，我不会伤害你。那你进人家房间前要先敲门呢？
And the prince began to praise her gardens, of which he had heard the servants speak, and the birds and the flowers which she loved, till the princess' anger softened, and she answered him with gentle words. Instead, they soon became so friendly that she vowed she would marry no one else, and confide to him that in 3 days her father will be off to the wars, leaving his sword in her room. If any man could find it and bring it to him, he would receive her hand as a reward.
Praise, 赞美, soften, 软化, 变温和, vow, 发誓, sword, 刀剑。
The princess praised of the princess gardens and flowers softened her anger, and they soon became friends. The princess vowed to marry the prince and shared with him a secret about her father, the king, and the king's sword.
王子呢，凭借他从街道上听到的八卦，从公主喜爱的事物聊起，逐渐建立公主对他的信任。王子真的很会说话，才经过一个晚上就让原本不打算结婚的公主改变主意，变成一定要嫁给王子。而且呢，公主还把国王的秘密说给王子知道。
At this point, a cockerel, the youth jumped up hastily, saying, "Of course I shall ride with the king to the war, and if I do not return, take your violin every evening to the seashore and play on it, so that the very sea kobolds who live at the bottom of the ocean may hear it and come to you."
Hastily, 仓促地, return, 返回, seashore, 海岸。天亮啦，王子向公主承诺会跟着国王一起参加战争，并且告诉公主 If I do not return, 万一呢他没有能够回来
Take your violin every evening to the seashore and play on it.
就每天晚上到海边去拉小提琴。
So that the very sea kobolds who live at the bottom of the ocean may hear it and come to you.
这样呢，住在海底一种叫做 sea kobold 的精灵，听到小提琴的声音就会出现来帮助公主。这是一个很神奇的召唤术耶，故事前面也没有提到一个叫做 sea kobold。前面的故事只有谈到海底有等着要绑架王子的美人鱼而已吧。
Just as the princess had foretold, in 3 days, the king set out for the war with a large following, and among them was a young prince who had presented himself at court as a young noble in search of adventures.
就这样，王子呢，加入了国王的军队。
They had left the city many miles behind them when the king suddenly discovered that he had forgotten his sword, and though all his attendants instantly offered theirs, he declared that he could fight with none but his own.
Attendant, 随从, instantly, 立即, reign, 统治。国王的军队出发了。走了几英里的路之后呢，国王突然发现自己忘记带剑出门了，就像考生忘了带准考证出门那样正常。虽然国王身边的随从纷纷献上自己的宝剑给国王用，但是国王只要自己的那一把剑。当然啦，谁可以用别人的准考证去考试呢？于是呢，国王就下了一道命令。
The first man who brings it to me from my daughter's room,
第一位去到我女儿的房间并且取得我的剑的人
should not only have her to wife,
不只可以娶公主为妻
but after my death shall reign in my state,
并且呢能够成为下一任的国王。听到国王开出的条件，红骑士、王子等人立刻骑马转身回皇宫。
But suddenly a better plan entered the princess's head, and letting the others pass him, he took his precious parcel from his breast and wished himself a lion. Then on he bounded, uttering such dreadful roars that the horses were frightened and grew unmanageable, and he easily outstripped them and soon reached the gates of the palace.Here he hastily changed himself into a bee and flew straight into the princess's room, where he became a man again.
Precious, 珍贵的, parcel, 包裹, outstrip, 胜过, 超过。突然之间呢，王子想到了一个更好的计划，他故意落后，让其他人超越自己。接着呢，从胸前取出他珍贵的装着三根毛的包裹。
The prince transformed himself into a lion to outrun the others.
王子呢，首先就把自己变成一头狮子，然后他猛地一跃，发出可怕的咆哮，把马吓得失控，轻易的就超越了其他人。
Then the prince changed into a bee into the princess's room.
到了宫殿大门呢，他就变成一只蜜蜂，直接飞进公主的房间当中。
The prince turned back into a man again.
那进入到公主的房间之后呢，她又变回人的形态。
She showed him where the sword hung concealed behind a curtain, and he took it down, saying as he did so, "Be sure not to forget what you have promised to do."The princess made no reply, but smiled sweetly, and slipping a golden ring from her finger, she broke it in two and held half out silently to the prince, while the other half she put in her own pocket. He kissed it and ran down the stairs, bearing the sword with him.
Conceal, 藏匿, curtain, 窗帘, promise, 承诺。王子进到公主的房间呢，公主就把国王的剑指给王子看。
The sword was concealed behind a curtain.
看起来王子是赢定了，但是呢，王子还是提醒公主，希望她不要忘记彼此的约定哦。
Be sure not to forget what you have promised to do.
公主呢，以微笑代替回答，并且呢，把她自己的黄金戒指掰成两半，一半给了王子，一半留在自己的口袋里。我知道黄金是软的，但是要掰断也没有那么简单吧。不过反正童话世界里什么都有可能会发生。而且呢，这故事中的公主也太特别了吧。一开始呢，公主被描述成是对男人极度的厌恶，不允许男性进入她的面前，结果最后居然和一个在半夜闯进她房间的陌生王子变成了好朋友，甚至呢希望能跟他结婚。这种转变我必须要对正在听故事的朋友们说，在人际关系上面你当然可以有自己的意见和选择，但是保持警惕也是很重要的哦。
Some way of the prince met the red knight and the rest. The red knight at first tried to take the sword from him by force, but as the youth proved too strong for him, he gave it up and resolved to wait for a better opportunity.
Force, 武力、暴力 proof, 结果 resolve, 决定 opportunity, 机会。王子在返回战场的路上呢，遇到了一位红骑士，还有其他的人。
The Red Knight at first tried to take the sword from him by force.
红骑士呢和其他人动手要抢夺王子手中的剑，还好王子够强壮，没有让其他人抢走这把剑。不过红骑士也没有放弃。
The Red Knight resolved to wait for a better opportunity.
他决定呢等待更好的机会来抢剑。
This soon came, for the day was hot and the prince was thirsty. Perceiving a little stream that ran into the sea, he turned aside and unbuckling the sword, flung himself on the ground for a long drink. Unluckily, the mermaid happened at that moment to be floating on the water not very far off, and knew he was the boy who had been given her before he was born. So she floated gently into where he was lying. She seized him by the arm, and the waves closed over them both.
Perceive, 注意到, stream, 溪流, unbuckle, 解开, 松开, flung,Fling 的过去式指的是迅速的做某一件事情。这机会很快就到了，因为天气很热，王子口渴了。刚好 The prince perceived a little stream that ran into the sea. 他看见有一条刚好要流入大海的小溪流，于是 he turned aside, unbuckling the sword and flung himself on the ground for a long drink.
王子就转身往溪流走，到了河边，他解下剑，趴在河边大口的喝水。没有想到，美人鱼正好在附近的水面上漂浮着。
The mermaid knew that the youth was the boy who had been given her before he was born.
他认出这个男孩就是国王从前国王承诺要给他的那个男孩，于是他就轻轻地飘向了这个男孩所在的地方，抓住他的手臂，把他拖进水里。王子就这样被美人鱼带走了。
哇哦，消失了三集的美人鱼终于出现了，而且一出现就是直接掳走属于他的王子。这跟安徒生童话里面那个痴情等待只敢远远观望的美人鱼是完全不同。格林童话里的美人鱼呢是属于比较邪恶的角色，这从一开始美人鱼和国王的交易大概就可以知道。因为虽然国王是遇到船难向美人鱼求救，但说不定海上的风雨你知道其实是美人鱼造成的。毕竟在传说当中，美人鱼是有翻腾海浪兴风作浪的能力的。
Hardly had they disappeared when a red knight stole cautiously up and could hardly believe his eyes when he saw the king's sword on the bank. He wondered what had become of the youth who, an hour before, had guarded his treasure so fiercely, but after all, that was no affair of his. So, fastening the sword to his belt, he carried it to the king.
Stole 是 steal 的过去式，除了偷窃以外 ，stole steal 还有悄悄进行的意思。Cautiously 谨慎地 ，fiercely 非常 ，fasten 扣好。一直在等待机会的红骑士简直不敢相信自己的眼睛，王子就这样消失在岸边呢。
The red knight stole cautiously up.
他小心翼翼地走向前去，在岸边看到国王的剑的时候，他也不知道那位守护这把剑的年轻人去哪里了，但是他不知道也不想在意。
The red knight fastened the sword to his belt. He carried it to the king.
红骑士呢，就把剑系在腰间，把它交给了国王。机会主义的红骑士呢，带着捡到的国王的剑去邀功，你觉得他能够得到奖赏吗？现实生活当中难免也会遇到这样的人，他们在发现别人遇到困难的时候，没有给予帮助或支持，反而是利用别人的弱点来获取自己想要的东西。但另外一方面，这些人好像又有某种程度的勇气跟竞争精神，就像一开始红骑士是真心要和其他的年轻王子一起竞争的，试图赢得公主的心，只是后来的行为让他觉得有点不诚实跟算计。好了，今天的英语文备课中说故事聊烘焙就聊到这里，感谢订阅收听 Donate 的朋友， Your support means a lot to me。美人鱼和小男孩即将进入最终回了。Be sure to tune into the next episode. 记得要继续回来收听英语文备课中。Bye!